State lawmakers are considering something being called the Comprehensive Crime Bill of 2018. The legislation was developed in large part as a response to the record levels of violent crime in Baltimore last year. WYPR's Rachel Bay reports that one of the bill's biggest impacts would be tougher sentences for repeat violent offenders.
The bill has already passed in the Senate. It's scheduled to have a hearing before the House Judiciary Committee today. Governor Larry Hogan urged House members to support the bill during a news conference yesterday afternoon. He emphasized that there are only 2 weeks left in the General Assembly's 90-day session.
The time is now to take action and to vote to give law enforcement officers, prosecutors, and judges the tools they need to finally get these shooters and repeat violent offenders off of our streets once and for all.
The bill is called comprehensive because it folds in proposals originally included in other legislation. It includes protections for immigrants who are victims of crimes and help law enforcement investigate those crimes. It funds a gun-focused task force within the Maryland State Police and allocates money for several programs in Baltimore. But the aspect that many supporters and opponents of the bill focus on is how it increases sentences for repeat violent offenders. Sponsor Bobby Zirkin, a Democratic senator from Baltimore County, says the bill does not increase mandatory minimum sentences.
I don't personally believe in mandatory minimums because, quite frankly, every case is different.
Hogan, Baltimore Mayor Catherine Pugh, and several members of the city's delegation in Annapolis have pushed for increased mandatory minimum sentences as a way to reduce violent crimes in Baltimore. Hogan's own bill increasing mandatory minimums never made it out of committee, but the governor praised Zirkin's bill yesterday.
You know, with our tough sentencing for people that continually commit gun crimes and violent crimes, if we put people in jail, then we're going to clean up the streets of Baltimore.
In an interview earlier this month, Zirkin said the difference between a mandatory minimum sentence and what his bill does is the amount of discretion judges have.
A mandatory minimum, by definition, is not parolable, not suspendable. If convicted, you get X numbers of years.
For example, say someone commits a violent crime with a gun. Current law says that person gets at least 5 years in prison and up to 20 years. If it's that person's second conviction of a violent crime with a gun, he or she cannot get parole or have the sentence suspended for the first 5 years.
We raise that to 10, but the additional 5 years was suspendable, so you would get the 10-year sentence, but the judge could, in their discretion, suspend it. It's not a mandatory sentence because it's not necessarily time that you're going to be serving.
In that scenario, not only does the bill raise the minimum sentence to 10 years, it also raises the maximum sentence from 20 years to 40.
Increasing mandatory minimums or increasing the maximums, you have someone behind bars for 40 years and then they come home. Then what?
Karen York is the executive director of the Job Opportunities Task Force, an advocacy nonprofit in Baltimore. She says one of the bill's biggest flaws is that it doesn't solve the problems that perpetuate crime in Baltimore.
Nothing in that bill provides any mechanisms of relief for those individuals so that when they come home, they don't return back to a life of criminal activity based on the fact that they are returning back to the same communities that they left 40 years ago, and those same communities are in the same shape. Lack of employment opportunities, affordable housing, illiteracy, all of these indicators, and now they've returned with a criminal record. Game over for them.
A recent report by the Job Opportunities Task Force found more than 1,100 collateral consequences someone with a criminal record faces after returning home. For example, someone with a criminal record is going to have a tougher time getting a job or going to college and isn't eligible for many public assistance programs. York says reducing some of those barriers could help reduce recidivism in Baltimore. I'm Rachel Bay in Annapolis for 88.1 WYPR.